I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to the newest episode of 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. Today is a little something different. It's not going to be a long episode. It's not going to be long at all. If anything, 10, 15 minutes, depending on the content that we go through and how fast we go through it. But guys, I'd like to use this episode to explain and kind of discuss why it is that 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast has been exclusive to Rumble and has no content on YouTube. I would like to discuss why we made that decision, what pushed us towards that decision. You know, just in case for the people who don't necessarily understand what Rumble is, they don't understand what it is that it's offering. They don't understand the difference between YouTube. They are hesitant to make the transition. I understand all those questions. We can get to it. We can answer them. We can talk about them. And, you know, you can leave your comments. You can leave your reviews. If you don't want to get on Rumble, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. This is America. You should have a choice. If you want to stay on YouTube, that's also fine. We also do have our content exclusively on, as I said, Rumble is the first home of 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Hosted the first 10 episodes of the podcast for us, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. So Rumble will always be our first home. It is where we were established. It is where we felt most comfortable. And at the end of the day, we like to support companies who support the same ideals and the same traditions as we do. You know what I mean? So, I kind of just want to not really say much, but I'm gonna go ahead and play this one clip right here. I posted it to my Facebook page, so for those of you who do follow my Facebook page, you already heard this clip. Those of you who don't follow my Facebook page have not heard this clip yet. So this is Tom Downey from Chat Sports, the Cowboys Report on YouTube. This is one of my favorite channels on YouTube. This is one of the channels that I actually am still on YouTube for. If it wasn't for this channel, then I might have already changed over to Rumble completely. But this channel and the Pat McAfee Show are two shows that I stick around on YouTube and tolerate YouTube still for now. But I don't post any content on YouTube unless it is through the Realest Underground Entertainment page, the True Records page on YouTube, where I am associated. I am affiliated with True Records. So that being said, you can catch features and, you know, songs that I do with other artists from True, or whenever True puts my music onto their page, you can catch me on YouTube. But for the most part, if you want to find all my music, if you want to find my entire collection, if it is not on distribution platforms, then you will find it on rumble.com. Rumble.com is a brand new music video platform. I shouldn't say music video platform, but I should say a brand new video platform. And unlike, well, Tom Downey's about to talk about it right now, so I'll go ahead and play this clip for you guys. That way y'all can hear it, because part of me almost forgot that that's what I was going to do. So let's hear the clip and let's see what Mr. Downey from Chat Sports Cowboys Report on Rumble.com has to say and how he explains it. That way sometimes hearing it from somebody else is a little easier. So I'll talk to you guys after this clip.
The Cowboys Report is also on Rumble. So show your support for the show by following us at rumble.com/CowboysTV. Rumble's another video platform, but unlike YouTube, not always censored, which means I can drop F-bombs over there when we do some fun stuff. So, you know, we're taking Cowboys Report not safe for work on Rumble in terms of language and other fun activities that are not that type of activity. Rumble.com/CowboysTV. Go follow us and support us over there.
So basically, guys, yeah, it's just a new video platform. You know, there's always giant platforms, companies, whatever, who ascend to a certain level, and then they make decisions due to, you know, whether it be politics, whether it be public pressure, whether it be profit, whatever it be, they make decisions that necessarily don't always go in their favor. And sometimes in real time, you can see that happening. You can see that happening. You can see the collapse slowly but gradually coming. And my intuition tells me, you guys don't have to believe me. I'm not an investment expert. I'm not a business expert by any means. This is just how I feel. This is just, like I said, my intuition tells me Rumble is trending upward while YouTube is trending downward. Now, it's hard to see because YouTube is so established. It is so full of creators, but for somebody like the Dallas Cowboys chat, sports Cowboys report, for somebody like them who's a non-political podcast to move on over to Rumble, it's one of the first of its kind. One of the first of its kind in the sense that most, this platform is starting off because of the political transfer of conservatives from Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, all these things transferring over to an alternate, some would say, and they've quoted, quote unquote, parallel economy, which is just a whole brand new series of apps and, you know, private schools and just different things that contribute to the economy, airlines, like, you know, conservatives have a lot of money. They put a lot of money into different companies, but they don't necessarily own anything because they've never had to build anything because everything was built. So they just, you know, hey, we're going to use what's there. In today's age, as you guys have seen over the last 5 to 7 years, there's been a whole lot of you can't use this, you can't do this, censoring, banning, taking people off. Some of the shows that I've watched on YouTube have gotten taken off of YouTube and banned, and it's like, well, where am I supposed to live? The thing about it is, most of the time they get taken off because it's like they're saying something wrong. That's what the claim reads. But I was watching these shows live time in real time, and everything they were saying wasn't wrong. So one of the things that they talked about was they talked about mail-in ballots, and they talked about how certain addresses were put on certain ballots and the addresses didn't exist. So they actually showed up to the addresses, showed, look, there's no building here, it's just an empty lot. And they got removed from Facebook for that. So for whatever reason, I have no clue. I don't know. I'm just a spectator. I'm just I'm out here as clueless as you guys. But something like that is never a good thing. You know what I mean? Whether it's censoring somebody that you don't agree with, censoring somebody you do agree with, does it ever really matter? Once there's a group of people who are now controlling what you can and can't hear and can't listen to, and they take away that choice for you to listen or not listen to, kind of go down a slippery path. So I'm not here to get into the whole politics of the situation, but I just wanted to preface it with what it is that made me say, okay, you know what, as big as YouTube is, as monstrous as it is, I want to be a part of something good. I don't want to be a part of something that, hey, if I don't agree with you on the gas prices, if I don't agree with you on World War III, if I don't agree with you on blank and blank and this and that, I shouldn't be removed off of any platform. You shouldn't be removed off of any platform because you have every right to speak your mind, right or wrong. I have every right to speak my mind, right or wrong. So that's just And then a lot of the ways that they're being influenced to take people down is another whole thing within itself. It's like people are being paid by big companies that pay to influence different countries' elections and, you know, stuff like that. So it gets a little messy, and you start to think like some people take money over, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of these big tech companies. YouTube is no longer operating from America. They're a global network company. Like, anybody can get on YouTube throughout the entire world. And Rumble too, yes, but Rumble works within certain laws in North America and in the United States because it was founded in Canada, but Canada are brothers to the north. I know we had a North American pact between us, Canada, and Mexico, and that should be the future. That should be where we're headed. But right now, we're kind of in a whole stall. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But all I know is, as I said, I want to fight the good fight. I don't care about the money. If I make 100 times less money here on Rumble than I would on YouTube, I'm completely fine with that, because at the end of the day, guys, it's not about the money. It's about getting you guys to, you know, if I have to use my platforms and sacrifice something to get you guys over to see the information you're missing, or, you know what I mean, different things that could lead to us making better decisions with our life. And you know, when somebody's trying to take that because they don't necessarily want you to make the best decisions, because they want you to look at them as like, hey, you need us. You know, now I'm like, okay, now I got to kind of stand up and say something. Now I got to get involved because I feel obligated. You know, I don't know if any of y'all read the Bible, if any of y'all believe in God, but if you do, you should know that as believers, as Catholic, Christian, whatever it is that you are, as sometimes I think it doesn't really matter, but as a believer of God and not man, it's our duty to stand up to tyrannical governments. It's our duty to stand up and, you know, stand up for the people who don't understand what's going on, because they don't understand that everything is a good versus evil fight, you know? So it's like, everything that we get caught up in, the NBA, the MLB, the NFL, USFL, Rumble, YouTube, all this other stuff, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, these things don't really matter. The only thing that matters is, at the end of the day, what's going to prevail? Are good people going to prevail, or bad people going to prevail? If bad people prevail, the world starts heading in a bad direction, like we're seeing today, where it's kind of, you know, crime rates are through the roof, murder rates are through the roof, people are starving, people aren't making enough money to, you know what I mean, to feed their families. And then when good people are in charge, people with good hearts, people with better intentions, not only for themselves, but for the country, for the people, when the country benefits, the people benefit, you know what I mean? So when there's people with good intentions, whether it be for themselves, but they support the country, at the end of the day, the country, when it's strong, we're strong. You know, we don't struggle when the country is strong. So that's just something that I've been meaning to get off my chest. Like I said, this is a sports entertainment podcast. At points, we are going to talk about things that may make you feel uncomfortable, but hey, we're in here. This is what we do. It's a platform. We talk about the day-to-day things. We're not going to shy away from things. We're not going to hide from things. This is what we do. So this is officially the 3&D Science and Sports Podcast Rumble episode. And I appreciate you guys for sticking with me. The next audio clip I got for you guys will be played after this next break. Because you know what I say about the sponsors, they want to talk to y'all, they love to talk to y'all, you know, we work together to get our products out there for you guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just here to support each other. We're here to, you know, stand up with and for each other. So after this break, I will show you guys the next clip, which is from Dan Bongino, one of the main investors of Rumble, one of the guys who went head to head with YouTube, got banned from YouTube, and right before he got banned from YouTube, for making a video saying why I got suspended from YouTube, he said in that video, he said, "I dare you to ban me." He said, "Make me stronger than I've ever been. I dare you to ban me." They banned him. He has more followers on Rumble than he's ever had on YouTube. So, I mean, this is just how it works, guys. They think the banning, censoring stuff is good, but people see through it. People don't want to live like that. So right after this break, we will talk about Dan Bongino, and we will talk about his investment in the app Rumble, and we will keep this podcast moving. This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Rumble episode. Let's get to that break.
She said, "What you do, amazing, so amazing. Told me everything amazing. Hey, I love you, you amazing. Boy, you look so amazing. You must be amazing. You must be amazing. You must be amazing."
3&D Signs and Sports Podcast presents new mini-series featuring your host, Jackie Lynn. Featuring your host, Jackie Lynn. Featuring your host, Jackie Lynn. New platform coming. Mini-series segment platform coming to the 3&D Signs and Sport Podcast.
On the way, coming soon, loading.
On the way, coming soon, loading. New mini-series segment platform with your host, Jackie Lynn, coming to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast.
Very soon.
All right, guys, we're back to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Rumble episode. As I said, coming out of this break, we were going to have a video clip, audio clip from Dan Bongino, one of the main investors of Rumble. He has a show called Unfiltered on Fox News every Saturday night, I believe. So you guys check that out if you want a real state of what's going on in the world, or as far as what's going on in America, you know, where the truth has no, you know what I'm saying? He talks about it. So if you guys do care to hear that, follow Dan Bongino on Facebook, follow Dan Bongino on Rumble. He's not on YouTube anymore, unfortunately, but, you know, Facebook, Rumble, go follow him on, he's also on Truth Social. He's also on Getter, he's on Locals as well. So, you know, these are all new apps that are coming into play. So you guys go follow him, give him a follow, and here is the audio clip that I promised you guys. So let's hear what Dan Bongino has to say about Rumble.
"And that's when I really committed to the idea that we have to construct and basically, you know, rebirth an entirely free and fair and open internet again. And luckily, some opportunities came along. The latest was Rumble, which recently combined via merger with CFVI. And the growth of the stock has been terrific. I mean, I think a lot of people are fascinated by the idea of an entirely parallel economy and one committed to what was initially the purpose of the internet, Sean, to be free and fair. I mean, the best weapon against speech you don't like, and this used to be the American ethos. I mean, the American Civil Liberties Union used to talk about this stuff, is more speech, not less. But we got away from that with, you know, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter trying to censor conservatives. And so you see companies like Rumble and Parler and Getter and other Getter companies out there flowering."
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, you guys let me know. As I said, it's not about come follow me. It's not about that. I don't care. If my page never pops off, it really doesn't matter to me. I just like making podcast content. I just like making music. I just like working on a website. It gives me something to do. And, you know, it gives me a feeling of accomplishment. So I don't care to be some big time, you know what I mean, some big time page on Rumble. I don't care. None of that. I mean, I don't care about none of that. I just want to help. You know what I mean? I just want to help you guys see what it is, some of you, that you are missing. I want to help you guys see what it is about America that everybody on this side over here loves, because I feel like the It's like Kanye said in Ye versus the People, Make America Great Again had a negative connotation. He said, I took it, wore it, rocked it, gave it a new direction. So, like, you know, added love, empathy, and affection, gave it a new direction. So, like, it's true. Like, you know, the Republican Party has always been on the right side of these types of things in history, but the other side has always owned the things that are able, the bullhorn that's able to yell at you in your face and your ear and tell you those guys are bad. We're the good ones. They never tell you what it is that they want to do or what they plan to do, but they'll tell you that person's bad over there because of A, B, C, D, E. And they'll say, vote for us because we're the answer. We're the ones that are going to save you guys from that. So once we all as Americans in this nation understand and get past that, where people can gaslight us by lying to us and getting us emotionally charged up, I think we're going to head to a better place and we're going to see a lot of differences and a lot of our pockets are going to be a little more well off and a lot of people are going to be, you know, are going to have a lot more money to save. They're going to have a lot more money to spend. And because of that, they're going to be more willing and more incentivized to want to help other people. The more money that you're able to have for yourself and you make your own decisions with the money, people more likely are going to be incentivized to want to help somebody else. Give somebody that $40 instead of the $10 bill in your wallet. You know what I mean? Because all of a sudden you're making more, you're wanting to contribute more. So Rumble is in that same sense, just, you know, trying to do the right thing. It's a company that, you know, is being built up by people who don't care to get involved with your life personally, in the sense that, oh, here's this because I'm going to help you because I know more than you, or because I have more than you, or because I'm in a better position than you. No, they're going to give you opportunity to create for yourself. That way you can help yourself. That way you can help the people around you. And once everybody's able to help themselves and help the people around them, it spreads. It spreads throughout the entire country. So if, for example, if I got four people on Rumble, one of those four people is going to get another two people on Rumble. One of those two people might get another three people on Rumble. You know what I mean? And it just keeps growing, growing, growing. And before you know it, we're all using a platform that values free speech, a platform that where this cancel culture is gone. All of a sudden, we will have defeated another. A lot of you don't know what fascist means. I could pull up the definition right now. It's basically somebody who tells you something. Okay, let me give you the sky's blue, right? Everybody knows that. What if I told you the sky was green and you disagreed with me? And I said, no, the sky is green. You're an idiot. You're this, you're that. You're disgusting for not agreeing with me that the sky is green, because I'm telling you the sky is green. But I can see that the sky is blue. I'm telling you the sky is green. Are you some kind of racist, homophobic, transphobic, white supremacist? That's kind of how the whole thing works. Fascism, oppressive dictatorial control, a political philosophy or movement based on or advocating such a system of government. A system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator. A capitalist economy subject to stringent governmental controls, violent suppression of the opposition, and typically a policy of belligerent nationalism and racism. See, so like, I'm a nationalist because I love my country. I think America is the superior country in the world. I do think we're the greatest country in the world because our founding was founded off of God, and no other country's constitution or declaration of independence was founded off of the principles found in the Bible. And that makes us the greatest country in the world because at the end of the day, when we go through things like this, dictators, tyranny, this is actually one of the first times we've ever gone through it. We're able to get through it because we have a nation of believers, people who, no matter what happens, no matter how ugly it gets, people continue moving forward with the good fight, and they won't stop because no matter what is on the other end, they're going to keep marching forward. So that is why America is such a nationalist country. But if you look at these other things, a system of government marked by centralization of authority under a dictator. So like, if you look at the current administration and a lot of the things that they're doing, they're getting their hands in a bunch of things. They're getting their hands in the medical profession, telling you get your vaccine. They're getting your hands in the school system, telling your kids mask up, mask up, mask up. They're getting their hands in the in private businesses, Spotify, cancel that person. HEB, tell your people to wear masks. Walmart, you know what I mean? Violent suppression of the opposition. We saw that in, you know, in the riots of 2020. We saw fascist organizations infiltrate the Black Lives Matter protests that were peaceful. We saw them infiltrated by people with bad intentions to shift and shape a narrative. And that happened, you know what I mean? A capitalist economy subject to stringent government controls. Again, we are a capitalist market economy, but regulations, you know, the other side, the conservatives, they don't like regulations because they're also small business owners. They know how it feels to start from a small business and work your way up to a corporation. Excuse me. And work your way up to a corporation. So it's the other people who are career politicians who've been in there for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years, have never built nothing, have just really played the system and allowed themselves to, you know what I mean, make money off of the system. It's called money laundering. And, you know, that's what happens in our government, and that's what we're trying to stand up to. So as soon as people decide to leave platforms that censor information like this, is when you'll start to actually be able to hear it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's what was going on. That's why 2020 was so crazy. That's why 21 was so crazy. 22, 16 through 20, like, because people are getting fed up with the government overreaching into all of our lives. And they're using the things that we love to get into it, which is, you know, they're using our schools, our kids, they're using medical professionals, they're using, you know what I mean, medical experts, they're using sports teams, they're using so much to push so much. And again, once you start hearing the truth and you're like, oh, that's clicking a lot more than what they were telling me, that's when you start seeing the playing field for what it is. And once people start stepping up, standing up, that's when a real change will be made in the world. But again, I think fascism, anybody can be fascist in the sense that, you know what I mean? I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. But obviously it goes a little deeper because it's people who support such a system of government. You know what I mean? That's the thing about Americans. They do not want that type of government. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden, it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump, it doesn't matter who it is. The same thing is going to happen. The same resistance, the same opposition will be kept because America lives to be free. We are the free world, the land of the free, the home of the brave. And that is why, in order to keep such traditions, in order to keep such a way of life, sometimes you got to get into uncomfortable places and test your faith, test your strength, test your patience. And that is where we are right now. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this transition never happens. Maybe I'm a fool. You know, that's possible also. I don't claim to be right. This is how I see it. So I thought I'd come onto the podcast and give you guys a look, an insight into how I see what is going on and why I have been pushing Rumble so hard and why I have been one of Rumble's biggest, most outspoken sponsors. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We actually ended up going 30 minutes. That is longer than what I expected. I thought we were going to go 10-15. I didn't think it was going to be such a long episode. I honestly didn't think I was going to get into all the politics of it either. But if you heard it and it helped you understand in any way, or, you know, maybe you didn't like what I said, maybe you don't agree with what I said, and that's fine. You know what I mean? But don't hate me because I have a different opinion from you, just like I won't hate you for having a different opinion from me. That's not how it works. So let's continue living in peace, living in harmony. And to the people who voted for Joe Biden and the reason that we're paying so much for gas because he cut off all of our pipelines and you think it's all because of the war going on in Russia, that's a completely different that's a completely different talk, and that's a completely different channel. But I want to lead us in a different direction, and I want to say right here on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Rumble episode, I want to let you guys know I forgive you. I forgive you. You didn't know. Unfortunately, there's bad people who prey on the innocence of people who just want to do good for the world. And, you know, unfortunately, there's people like that. But there are also people who are willing to stand up to people like that on your behalf if you're not able to. And that is what you are witnessing today. I just hope one day you guys realize that we're not the enemy. We're both fighting against the same enemy. And once we realize that, we can go back to quote unquote normal. I appreciate you guys for sticking around. It was a heavy podcast probably for most of y'all. A lot of y'all probably aren't used to this topic. But I appreciate you sticking around. If you did, it might be one of my lower viewed podcasts. But that's okay, because the information is what it is. It's information. It needs to be out there. I know my little local community don't do as much research maybe as we should. All of us, me too, as included. But hey, if I can help, if this helps, you know, that's all I can do. That's all I can attribute. But I appreciate you guys. Like I said, one more time, I appreciate you guys again. This has been a 30-plus minute episode. I'm glad you guys stuck around with me. It was fun. I enjoyed talking about it. We will not be talking politics too much on this podcast. We will eventually break off another podcast, and that'll be the politics podcast. But Rumble is a real controversial app because it is surrounded in politics. It's not the politics, it's the fact that the Constitution needs to be defended, and our career politicians have taught us that politics are just that, just politics. It's quote unquote just politics. It's not. It affects all of us. It affects all of us. And as we get older, these are the things that we got to understand. So, hey, if you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, that's completely perfectly fine. I still love you. Hugs and kisses, T's and P's, thoughts and prayers. You know what it is. But before we go, I do want to leave you guys with something. This is D.I.G. Follow God Remix. If you've heard Follow God by Kanye West off of Jesus is King, designed individually gifted 1 month ago, posted to Rumble. Follow God Remix. Here it is. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Sometimes we just gotta, you know what I'm saying? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, pray it up. Argue with my dad, and I know that ain't Christ-like. I get caught when I'm out here living my life. Same time, how am I supposed to balance? All this weight, all this pressure makes it hard to manage. I see these demons, they fighting me every day. Mike Tyson, dip, hook, cross, A. But I pray I'll elevate another way. Sometimes this weed ain't always what they say. Stretch my hands, and I told my mom I love her and I'm doing fine. She's the reason that I stay away from doing time. I think about you every line and every rhyme. This time your son is really gonna shine. Won't do time, in due time I'm due mine. Everything I need to say, I'm too committed. You wouldn't get it even if I spit it vivid. We ain't did it, but we in it.
Stretch my hands to you.
I get what Kanye is saying, like, they're just these. I pray, I do my thing. I wake up, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, do the sign of the cross. There's just those days. There's those days that you wake up just like, ah!